Hey guys, this is Shipwreck, Wombat, and TPD. We just got out of the Bethesda meeting, and they have some pretty good stuff. We saw, GB and I saw a presentation for Rage, and that's a new first-person shooter that looks similar in style to Borderlands. Okay, what'd you say?
With better, sort of more realistic-looking graphics, not drawn, not like cel-shaded style, like real visceral style, but definitely looks a lot like Borderlands, though.
Yeah, it's much more of a just straight-ahead shooter, but you can, like, build weapons and cars and items and stuff. They had some cool turrets you can put out. The visuals on it are pretty impressive. And then after that, Wombat and I checked out Brink. And what are your thoughts on that, Wombat?
I really like Brink, probably more than I should. It's a team-based online multiplayer shooter with tons of customization, like customizable weapons and customizable... Really, you could customize everything from your character's voice to his hairstyle to his boots. And everything is upgradable and perks are upgradable. It has a really robust experience system. So it looks like it'd actually be a whole lot of fun to play with a bunch of people. Similar to Borderlands, but with a little more... Seems like Borderlands meets Team Fortress, if I do it.
Yeah, you have different classes, but you can change them out during the matches themselves or during the storyline. And you can go 8-player co-op through the story, which is really cool. I like the art style. I like the, you hold down like one button and you kind of parkour over different stuff, like climbed up real high and then dropped down into to where the objective was. And then Cheapy also checked out Hunted.
Yeah, Hunted the what? Reckoning, the gathering, the fighting.
Hunting the fighting.
Something. I mean, it's basically it's Gears of War meets Golden Axe.
Yeah.
I guess.
Two-player co-op online.
If we're using other games to describe games that we just played.
Well, it's
yeah, it's really, it seems very early, though, so it's sort of hard to see about the polish of the game, but, you know, you got one character who's like the melee character and one character who's the range character with magic and bow and arrow and... You know, you cover system, big character models, Gears of War meets Golden Axe.
All right, and then the last thing they had there was Fallout New Vegas. And I don't know, Wombat checked it out, I think, real quick.
Yeah, it looks like Fallout, but it's a new game. It actually is a little shinier, if that makes sense. But it looks a little bit better. But it's going to be really hard to tell if there's any issues with it without really playing the game. Because it's so recognizable as Fallout. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me. But yeah. So that's Fallout, and we are getting ready to go see Sega, so we will talk to you guys later.